The Man Who Escaped, Episode 20.
Kincaid has come to Marilyn's and Fletcher's hotel. He looked at Fletcher carefully and finally realized who he was. He has just pulled out a gun.
When Kincaid pulled out the gun, Marilyn was standing between him and Fletcher. She could see he was almost hysterical and was probably going to shoot.
It's you, Fletcher!
He burst out and went closer. Marilyn was standing in his way now, and he put out a hand to push her away. Fletcher could hardly believe his eyes. One minute, Kincaid was pointing a gun at him, and the next minute, he was lying on the floor, gasping for breath. Marilyn had thrown him over her shoulder.
I once played a policewoman in a film, and I had to learn some judo,
she said rather casually and looked down at Kincaid. Fletcher stared at her in surprise. He picked up the gun that Kincaid had dropped, still looking at Marilyn in disbelief.
Oh.
Kincaid groaned. He, too, could hardly believe what had happened. It all seemed incredible. He shook his head. He decided it was probably all a nightmare, a horrible dream. He was sure that he was going to wake up at any moment, safe in his own bed. He blinked his eyes several times, hoping that Marilyn and Fletcher were somehow going to disappear. He blinked again, but when he opened his eyes, they were still there.
And now that you're here, perhaps you wouldn't mind answering some questions,
Fletcher said. Kincaid groaned again.
Oh, questions. What questions?
He mumbled. He was still in a daze.
I want you to tell me everything that happened that evening you sent me to Philadelphia,
Fletcher said in a low voice. Kincaid now realized that it was not a dream. For a moment, he thought he was going to be sick.
I don't know what you're talking about,
Kincaid answered.
I think you do,
Fletcher said.
You can't make me tell you anything.
Kincaid waited to see what Fletcher was going to do next. He could not take his eyes off the gun in Fletcher's hand.
I'll give you 5 seconds to begin answering my questions. Then I'll shoot,
was all that Fletcher said.
You couldn't shoot me like that, in cold blood?
Couldn't I?
Fletcher answered and pulled back the safety catch. The gun was now ready to fire. He began counting.